RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The show is back. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin, two more days in 2025, 5 hours to go today. That open, courtesy of Mac Robinson on the board.
Yes.
We got Jax Gregory holding down the 92.3 The Fan YouTube fort. Make sure to like the videos. We like to be liked. Make sure to subscribe to 92.3 The Fan's YouTube. Jack's also doing some producing for us. We got Katie Pollock, or as I was about to call her, Patey Collick, because I'm apparently a moron on the 2020s. Hi, JP. How you doing?
Hello. How's it going today?
I'm actually pretty spry for a Tuesday.
I can tell that you're spry for a Tuesday. Well, I mean, Tuesdays are fine, but this is like a hump day Tuesday, kind of. It's like the middle of
our
week.
It's weird. It's a lot of different days for us this week.
It's a lot, and so we're just taking it in. I'm doing a day-by-day approach this week.
Doing the hair treatment, right?
One day at a time, treatment?
Yeah, you've never... The Hair the Musical, day-by-day? No?
No, I've never seen Hair the Musical.
Okay. Well, some of us have lived... Some of us really went to church, and others are you.
I forgot you did plays, and you did everything like that.
I was not in the Hair Musical.
I know, but you're a big musical guy. You're a big play guy. I'm just not.
This was actually, the Hair Musical was actually at the old church there in Medina County. I can't remember exact, Cross Point Church.
I'm sure they did a version of it there. Yes, I'm sure they did. They did a lot of versions. Hair got played in a lot of places.
My dad played Judas, slapped the preacher, bang biscuit.
Slap the preacher?
Yeah, like not as a preacher. He was the preacher was Jesus. Because Jesus is in the
movie. His role in the show was to slap Jesus?
I mean, that was part of... I feel like we're being a little reductive to the role of Judas in Hair, but yes.
You said slap the preacher, then you said the preacher
was
Jesus.
Okay, but in fairness,
slap the version of Jesus?
In character, he was Judas, and Judas slaps Jesus in this, and the preacher happened to be Jesus.
Are people signing up for this? I mean, that's got to be quite the...
The preacher said, don't you pull that punch.
And the preacher said, don't hold back?
In the name of the Lord, you follow through. Randy Kamar's tough, I'll tell you that right now.
I mean...
afraid of being slapped. That's what you get when you go to Mogador.
I do always think it's phony when you find out in movies later on that the person didn't even take a real slap. It's like, for a movie, you can take a slap.
It's called acting.
No, I know, but like for certain roles, for certain things, give me the genuine, authentic slap. Give me the real slap.
What does that add to anything?
It's a slap. Like I found out one. I think Michael Cera had one where he was like, "I just refused to take a slap because I didn't want to be knocked unconscious." And it was like a slap from like some famous female celebrity.
No, it's
at the
Rihanna.
Time.
And he got really slapped and he broke his eardrum.
Yeah, and then they're like, "You have to really do it, like celebrate it, get into it." And then it's like, and then he did it, and I felt much better about
then
the
he
whole
had vertigo.
Everything.
Yeah.
Was vertigo because of the slap?
Yeah, got slapped so hard because she slapped him in the ear instead of the face.
What a pansy. I mean, what a pansy. the whole story sounds like you let Rihanna get the best of you there?
As opposed to, you get slapped in the eardrum. Anybody gets slapped in the eardrum, you're going to get
it's such
vertigo.
A Michael Cera story, though. I don't know.
Have you ever been cuffed in the ear just once? It hurts.
No.
It hurts that shouldn't hurt as bad as they do hurt. One, getting punched in the nose.
I wouldn't tell anybody.
It should not hurt as bad as it does.
If Rihanna slapped me on a movie set and I got vertigo, I wouldn't tell anybody that was the reason
why. You wouldn't
have
a choice. Vertigo. You don't have a choice with vertigo. You get incredibly dizzy.
I have a choice if I tell people why it happened and made it into a whole story.
But,
I'm letting that one die with me on my deathbed. I'm letting that one
go. He had to go to his trailer. They had to go to his trailer and lay down. They lost a day of shooting because of it.
They lost a whole day of shooting because of it?
I was going to say, I got bubble guts.
I feel like you're making that up. They lost a whole day of shooting because of it?
I'm not. I've seen the same stories you have. I've just retained different information than you have.
I also don't know how much I believe these at this point, because every now and then it just feels like things go on my Facebook feed and my Twitter feed, and they're all these movie quote-unquote facts that aren't actually facts. That's the 2025.
Hollywood
we're in.
Doesn't tell the truth. I, for one, am shocked.
That's the 2025 that we're currently living in. But yeah, big musical guy Nick Wilson. I'm just not. That is our. It is what it is.
And ironically, I don't have a lot of hair left. So again, we're life has got a lot of levels to it. But we are one day closer to the Cincinnati game. One day closer to the end of the regular season and potentially the Kevin Stefanski era in Cleveland, and I thought it was interesting. We talked a little bit yesterday about the Josina Anderson report that the Browns had kind of done some background work, talked with Chris Greer, the former Dolphins GM, and Tom Telesco, the former Raiders and Chargers GM, and basically kind of said it was kind of due diligence. It was kind of working through their process of what changes they may or may not make. And it's funny. I didn't take that to automatically mean Barry's cooked and Stefanski's gone. I think some people did.
I mean, I looked at it as that way. And I don't know about the second part of that, but if you're doing preliminary discussions, I guess maybe you're just getting your feet wet. Is that all you saw it as?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of times that organizations do due diligence on things at the end of the season in December and then don't make a change. I just can't recall a time that's happened in Cleveland. I know of other times where they've had preliminary conversations, whether it's with agents, with other executives, vetting the field that might be out there just to know their options. And I know this has happened in Atlanta with Arthur Blank at least once. I know it happened in Carolina with Tepper at least once, which is funny because he's fired people as quickly as Jimmy Haslam has. I know it's definitely happened in Miami at least once as well. Well, and by the way, there's the Tom Brady vetting thing that never happens.
Some people do live with the idea that before you fire a guy, you have to know the person that you want to have as the replacement. I don't know that I subscribe to that fully, but that is a
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Thought that some people have out there.
Yeah, and I think what's interesting about this year is I think the due diligence, I think you better be real clear. Not necessarily who you're going to hire, but if you're going to fire Stefanski or Barry, you better be very confident that your process is where it's going to need to be to get the hires right.
Well, and why this is important, and we just saw this play out in the college game, is that you don't want to end up being Penn State. You don't want to end up being Michigan. Now, they got saved that they ended up with two pretty good head coaches, but throughout that entire process, it looked like they were waiting for someone to throw them a safety net, somebody to come out and save the day, so it didn't seem like they didn't really know who they wanted before firing James Franklin, before moving off of Sharon Moore. Like, it's tough. You have to have your ducks in a row a little bit.
Yeah, and I think specific to this year, I think, all right, so there's a catch-22 here. On one hand, I don't think there are jobs that are easily, definitively better than your job. I think a lot of this coaching market is going to depend on how people feel about Shador, about the quarterback spot, your ability to get a quarterback, Haslam, who you keep in power.
But it depends what jobs do open up, though.
Well,
I mean, Zach Taylor is gone, then that changes it. John Harbaugh gets fired out of Baltimore, that changes things.
I would be surprised if either guy got fired. But of the conceivable jobs right now, I'm not afraid of losing a coach to the Raiders. I'm not afraid of losing the coach to the Giants, especially because I think it would be Stefanski if you fired him. And I sure as hell am not afraid of the Titans.
Right, but you have to be afraid of what your perception is to certain head coaches out there. And I think this is where the due diligence comes into play.
Fair. No, you're being 100% fair. I guess my thing is there's no coach right now. There's no Sean Payton. There's no Mike Vrabel. Ben Johnson, I will see with Ben Johnson. I know he's turned into something because of one good year. I guess if you go out there and there's a coach with spots on his track record that goes, I don't know about Cleveland, we'll be like, well, I don't really know about you either. Like, I guess that's actually, so this is, okay, so I don't think there's a lot of great jobs where you have to fear, oh, the only good candidate's going to get siphoned up. I think it's tricky because I think this search could go in a million different ways. And I think the wrong search takes you 2 years away from competitiveness. And I think the right search has you next year as a very competitive team, whether that's a 7-win team or a 10-win team.
I just think you don't want to end up in a situation where you're looking around and you're realizing, oh no, the guy we just fired, you fired him, you have to stay committed with that, but the guy you just fired has a better perception around the NFL than anybody that we're going to hire. That I think is the part that they're scared of, and so you do your due diligence, you find out who's even open to coming and being the head coach for Jimmy Haslam, and if you get an upgrade, you get an upgrade.
So I think what's been interesting is, though, with the Jocena report, it was, oh, well, they're doing this for general managers, which would fit into the theory that maybe Andrew Berry gets a better job title, a promotion, because he's just so good at his job, but we don't want to fire him, and then you hire a new GM under him. That hasn't really spoken to the Browns' process with the head coaches until Jeremy Fowler went on the This Is Football podcast with Kevin Clark and talked about teams that have done their due diligence specifically on the coaching market.
So I've informally set the over-under on 6 jobs. We have 2 of them open. We'll see. I don't think it's going to be a year where we have 8 or 9 openings. I just don't. I'd be surprised. But there are some 50-50s out there. You know, Cleveland, Las Vegas, those are 2 places I see as like, you know, they've done their preliminary research for a potential move. Doesn't mean they're locked into doing it or that they've decided yet, but those are certainly on my radar. That would make 4.
So similar to the Jocena report, when I've seen Browns fans react to this, even though he says it's not a lock, people have taken it to mean it is a lock.
Yeah, it's funny because in one report with Jocena, I don't take it as a lock that it's costing Andrew Berry his job. And again, even with Stefanski, it's not a lock, but you definitely read that as, oh, this isn't good for Stefanski. There's no part of you that reads, okay, this is trending towards the right direction for Stefanski.
I don't know. Or the Browns just got to a point where they were a 3-win team and said, we're open to keeping Kevin, but we've got to know what's out there if we want to go that direction.
It just wouldn't give you a lot of confidence if you're Stefanski. Like, if let's say for this job right here, if all of a sudden the station was having people in and was giving people shows and were telling them under the idea of, like,
you're on the FAN route.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, exactly right. But you wouldn't feel confident about it. You'd be like, oh, no, maybe they keep me for another year. Maybe they don't. But clearly they're interested in something else.
I mean, I will tell you, I think coaches are way more hip to this stuff than fans are. I think coaches hear this stuff all the time because of their agents. I think there have been plenty of coaches who have thought – John Harbaugh is one of them. John Harbaugh, I can't remember if it was 2018 or 2019. One of those years after the Super Bowl run, thought he was getting fired or thought it was going to be a parting of terms, and he's been the coach 7 years later. Like, I think coaches understand that this is part and parcel with – I think we make it out like coaches get offended when this kind of stuff happens, and sometimes it does happen. I think this stuff is all very – procedural.
No, I don't know that they're offended, but because I heard Andy Reid today talking about, they're like, well, I'll be back if they'll have me back. This is the nature of the NFL. Like, but even he had to play it in such a way to be like, you guys are stupid for asking this question, but like, I my job should be safe, but this is the NFL. In the NFL, you just never feel safe about anything. And so, but within saying that, there are, 20 people across the NFL that this offseason aren't going to have their GMs and their owners doing preliminary talks. Like, it doesn't put you in a good spot.
No. I mean, it means they're open to making a change. I just don't think it's fait accompli. I agree with Withers. Today, I thought he did a great job. It was like, we'll play the quick clip at some point in the show. And Tom was like, he thinks Sunday matters for Stefanski. And I agree. I think the Pittsburgh and Buffalo games have opened this up of, oh, wait now, 1 second. They're still playing hard. If you get to 5 wins, If Jimmy has been, if the read on this that Jimmy has been open-minded and wants to wait till the final whistle is sounded to make his final decision, then the last 3 games of the season should matter. They should. Whether you and I agree with the decision, whether you and I lambaste them for bringing back Kevin Stefanski, if that's what happens if you beat Cincinnati, I think if he's being true to his process that we've heard through reports, yeah, this Pittsburgh win should go in a feather in the cap of Kevin Stefanski, and I think Cincinnati should as well, no matter whether the due diligence has been done or not.
I guess maybe the point is that I'm not going to let one report dictate what I think or don't think about this stuff, and if it's preliminary conversations or not, doesn't really bother me one way or another. I think he will be fired. I maintain that I think he will be fired, and if he doesn't, is that just because they didn't find anybody this offseason that they want to replace him with, and we're just kicking the can down the road till next year?
I think
that will be a legitimate shot for him to be the guy for even 3, 4, 5 years down the road.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to bring – I think Jimmy's done this enough that I don't think Jimmy's going to bring them back just to be on the hot seat next year. I think after
you'd start next year on the hot seat.
There's the fan hot seat, and then there's the real hot seat. I think this is – I think he understands how much damage the Hugh Jackson thing did to the start of the Baker Mayfield era, which then – threw everything off and probably ends up why you're here. Like, if you want to, if you really want to get to the failings of this organization since they drafted Baker Mayfield, the one thing you could change that might holistically change everything is just fire Hugh Jackson at the end of 2017, right? Like, that was a scenario where they got it wrong. Jimmy was keeping him to say, well, I didn't fire a guy after two years.
No, he kept him because Hugh did his bidding. Hugh did exactly what they told him to do. They lost a bunch of games. It was in his contract. He got bonuses for losses. Like, that's why they didn't fire him.
I think there was a lot more complex. I think in part, part of it was Jimmy didn't want to be seen as firing another head coach after 2 years. I'm not saying you're wrong about he was part of tanking. I'm not saying you're wrong about that.
I'm not wrong about that.
Cool. Then we agree.
Yeah.
And good to see that ego not showing out early.
It's not ego. It's reported. It's like it's out there. That's
fact. So was the thing I'm saying.
I'm not disagreeing with what do you say? What am I countering to what you're saying? You agreed with what
I
said.
So to move it forward, I hope Jimmy has learned. If you're really just keeping around a guy because you don't want to fire him, or because, well, it's not a great cast of this, or whatever the excuse is, but you maybe next year we'll readdress it, then Kevin's already fired. That's your answer. So I think if you're going to bring him back, you're not bringing him back but with, well, we'll talk about this again next year. Yes. You bring him back because you think he's the guy going forward, and then only another 3-14 season would change things.
I would hope they think that way. If they did go down that road, because that would show commitment to him. I don't know that they do. Again, this is part of why when they don't speak to anybody, we get no insight into how they think or don't think. And when you're dealing with Haslam, we know he deals on a whim consistently. So, like, are you bringing him back next year to give him a 4-year runway? I also think that's crazy to be like, here you got 10 years while winning one playoff game. Like, I think that's an awful thing. But this all goes back to the front of it. The front of it is I can't see a scenario where he possibly comes back, and it's guided by that. Like that. Thinking that you're giving out right there, that if you bring him back next year, he signed up for 3 or 4 more years. I can't possibly do that. There's no part of me that can possibly do that.
You and me, I don't know if I honestly, and you're fair to point out the idea of they don't really speak to anybody about this. I do not know as of today what's going through Jimmy Haslam's head.
And that's the wild card in all of this. That's why anybody that says
Jimmy is a wild card.
That's why anybody that says they can consistently or they can confidently say one way or another what Jimmy will do is just I don't know how you can at this point. I can tell you what I think, you can tell us what you think, but in regards to how Jimmy thinks, he's a wild card.
216-474-0092. You heard the Jeremy Fowler clip there from the This Is Football podcast. Browns a 50-50 for a new coach. They've done research. Do you think that means Stefanski's fired? I tend to agree with Tom Withers. I do think this is, whether I would fire him or anybody else would fire him, I do think this is coming down to Cincinnati as well. We got quick hits coming up at 2:40 today. We've got the Peterlin Pass coming up at 3:40 today. John Fanta, I forgot this, John Fanta coming up at 3:20 today, jumping up an hour. We'll talk with him about the Browns search and the Cavs and I don't know, they beat the Spurs. Enjoy that. Albert Breer interview coming up at 5:20 today of MMQB. We've got Lance Reisland of Cleveland.com coming up at 6 o'clock. And more reaction here, but 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Is Kevin Stefanski fired? And what Troy Aikman said about quarterbacks probably pertains to head coaches as well. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.